God today. And it's like I've said so many times, once we begin to get an understanding and a revelation of how much God really, really loves us, it will change your total perspective of everything in your life. Because you realize at that point that God is not out to get you. He's not pointing an accusing finger at you. And there's nothing that you have ever done anything that you've ever done for him not to love you. That he loves you with no strings attached. Amen. God gave because he so loved. It was this love that he had that caused him to give. And when he did, it was his very best. Agape is the Greek word in the Bible for love. It is undefeatable benevolence and unconquerable goodwill that always seeks the highest good of the other person, no matter what he does. That lets me know that God is out to give us the best of everything. Amen. It is a self-giving love that gives freely without asking anything in return and does not consider the worth of its object. So that means that God loves me unconditionally. No strings attached. I don't have to do anything to earn it. I don't have to do anything to get it, but just believe that he did it. Amen. God simply loves us and does so by choice, not because we deserve it or can earn it. There are no strings attached in getting God's love. We don't have to perform for it or try to earn it by works. The love of our Heavenly Father has for us as his sons and daughters is a love by choice. He chose to love us. And by sending his son, we have a way back to the Father now. The greatest love that was ever given. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to be in church today with like believers. And we've just come in today to be refilled, to be refueled, to be recharged from your presence. As we come into your presence with singing, knowing that we could come before you, knowing that you've already bore it so we don't have to bear it. But we just roll it off onto you, Father, today. Thank you for every person that has pulled up on that parking lot, every person that's come through that door, that their life is going to be changed today, that they're going to leave with a great understanding of how much you love them, a greater understanding of who they are in you, and that you have purpose for them. That you have an expected end for them. That you're not out to get them, but you're trying to get all of your blessings to us. And we thank you for that today. And the church said, amen.
You know, as we worship the Lord this morning, and just to explain a few things, God, no, I'm not Ricardo. Miriam had surgery Thursday. It's been a week, and she's doing good. Just got some healing to take care of. God's in the healing business, amen? Glory to God, he sure is. We miss him. But, you know, we had a interesting situation. Some of you may not remember this lady, but years ago she came to our church and has always stayed friends. Then she got to where she couldn't get out and everything, but Barbara Neal Anderson. Got a call from her son and wanted Jerry and I to do a memorial service. And Pastor Shirley was there. And, you know, it was just good seeing people. I hadn't gotten to speak to Andy and them for over 20 years. And to go out and have lunch and just share and kind of, you know, you kind of find out where people are in the Lord and where they're not in the Lord. And I just thank God for the opportunity to bring old friends back into your lives and to realize that, you know, that we're touching people's lives every day. When we got a text from Kathy, said that Andy was wondering if we might do it. And she said, well, said, I'll ask him. And he said, well, said, I remember Mama going there and how good it was and how good they were to her. And, you know, and it humbled me very much to realize that, you know, we touch people every day. Some way, a good way or a bad way, but when somebody touches me good, I remember it. And sometime down the road, I just pray that I can tell them what that touch meant to me. You know, that's what being a church is about, is touching each other. It's touching other people, and it's reaching out. So I'm thankful you're here today, thankful that McKenzie drove from Louisville, thankful Matthew's back on the drums, the knees are better. But, you know, I'm just thankful for Jesus, that regardless of who's here or not, we came to praise the Lord. We came to worship Him. I came here so that I don't, when I leave, I'm not going to be the same. It's going to be a word from God, or it's going to be in a song or a revelation or something. When I, or why are we here? But when I walk out of here, I'm going to say, you know, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? Well, let's praise Him today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus, shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus, you gotta let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I draw men to me. Come on and lift Him up, lift Him up. If I be lifted up, I draw men to me. Come on and lift. Jesus, shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. You gotta let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'd draw all men unto me. Come on and lift Him up. Amen. Lift Him up. If I be lifted up, I'd draw all men unto me. Come on and lift. Morning. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We praise you and we magnify Hallelujah. You, Father, that all over the world today, Father, people are offering up praises to the beautiful one, to the anointed one. And we magnify you, church. Just worship Him today in the beauty of His holiness. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one, I wonderful you are, beautiful one, I love. my eyes to your wonderful one. You captured my heart with this love, and nothing on earth is as beautiful as you.
You believe that, church?
You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love, and nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing.
How about you open?
Open my eyes to your wonders anew. You've captured my heart with this love, and nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love, and nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one,
Father God, that you have for us. Church, as you praise him and as you worship him this morning, magnifying him for that beautiful love, because he loved you first. Amen. We praise you, Father God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear.
Come on.
And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. I know you are near. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. If my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh, no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh, no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yes. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end,
come on,
to these troubles. But until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear?
We're singing.
Oh, no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me yet. Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. There will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. We're singing, oh no, you never let go.
Through the calm and through the storm.
Oh no, you never let go. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
Hallelujah! Woo!
I'm singing, oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go.
Hallelujah. And I know there's many people here today that can tell that God never let go. Amen?
Amen.
There, Vivian, healed of cancer. Brad, healed of cancer. I'm not talking about 10 years ago. I'm talking about this year. Amen?
Amen?
Healed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We've got a lot to praise him for. A lot to praise. You know, look where we were last year. Look where we are today. Knowing that he never lets go. I don't care what the country looks like. My God says, I'll never let you go.
Amen.
I'm in charge. You know,
yes.
We pray. He's in charge. It's going to be what God wants it to be.
That's right.
You know, we pray for his children. He never lets go. You know, I just see my hand in his hand every day, because he never lets go. Because he's so great. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. God, sing with me, how great.
Where Tom and Jeannie's gone, I just pray for her. I thank you, Lord, for continually delivering her and healing her and strengthening her body in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you for that, Lord God. Praise you for healing Miriam. I thank you for the pain. Can't stay. It has to go. Miraculous recovery in Jesus' name, Father God. I pray for Grant this morning. He would be healed in Jesus' name and that sickness would be gone. Lord God, we just love you so much. We honor and magnify your name, Father
yes,
God, for who you are, how great you are. You're so worthy to be praised, Lord. We magnify and we praise you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, how great. How great are you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. If you've got somebody on your heart, you just lift your hand in front of God. He's looking at you. And you just call their name. God can take care of whatever their need is. Thank you, Lord God, for the faith coming forth from these raised hands. And your faith coming down to us. Because you have given us the faith that it takes to break through all the circumstances and the situations that you have delivered us from. And when the enemy tries to come upon us, when the enemy comes in, the word of God says, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up against him. We thank you, Lord God, for that. Nothing bigger than you are. Nothing that you can't change. Give us the faith to believe. Let no one leave this place today without being touched by your Spirit.
We're going to take up the offering, and you may be seated, but I want you to stay in the atmosphere of worship as we continue to worship him. Right now, we're just going to worship him with our giving. And I just believe, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, that you thank you for being so faithful to us here at New Life, to the people here at New Life. Lord God, for your provision in every area. You provide healing, Father God. You provide finances. You provide reconciliation, recovery. Father God, we honor you today with our offerings and our tithes. And we thank you that we can worship you in this way, that everyone's needs are met according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. In the mighty name we pray, amen.
Let the sweet aroma of worship fill this room. Let it rise before the Father like a fragrant sweet perfume. Let our songs of praise be pleasing and our sacrifice consume as the sweet aroma of worship fills this room.
Let's praise him.
Let the sweet aroma of worship fill this room. Let it rise before the Father like a fragrant sweet perfume. Let our songs of praise be pleasing and our sad consume as the sweet aroma of worship fills this room.
we praise you. We magnify you, Jesus. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Amen. We praise you and magnify you, Jesus. You know, sometimes we rush too much. We need to let God do what God wants to do this morning.
It's overwhelming. I want to see.
Pastor Shirley this morning, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. I want to share just a minute. When you get that laid down, you hand me my Bible. I don't know, some of you may not know, but you know, when you make the devil mad, you've got to just stand up against whatever he throws at you. But last Saturday night, Sister Shirley called me and she said, can you preach tomorrow? I said, sure. And, she's home catching the healing more than, you know, the Bible says thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So we got through last Sunday morning. Shirley caught her healing. And then along comes to Tuesday. Well, actually Monday night. And I told Laverne, I said, something going on because I have no breath. And so she prayed for me, and I propped myself up during the night, and the next morning I wasn't even better, Tuesday morning. So we decided to call my cardiologist in Louisville and see what he thought. So we called up there early Tuesday morning, and I talked to him there, and the doctor said, I had an appointment tomorrow, the 12th. And I told him the situation, and I said, is there any way I can get in any sooner? I told the folks going on, and they made me an appointment for Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Well, about 5 minutes later, they called back, and they said, looking over your chart, I don't like what I see. In your situation, I think it'd be best if you come on to the emergency room. And so Tuesday, we went to Louisville to the emergency room at Ottoman Hospital and sat in there for 6 hours. I never saw the like of people coming in and out, flu and everything else. And I thought, well, on the way up there, I told Laverne, I said, you know, I think this is a wasted trip. We came up here for nothing. Because I wasn't feeling any symptoms. You ever notice that when you get ready to go to the doctor, all your symptoms leave? And you just think, what I need to go for? Well, we got there, and they eventually processed everything, EKG and the blood work and all. And they said, you have some fluid on your lungs. It's not bad, but enough that you can that you can notice it. So we're going to have to get that fluid off. And so they kept me overnight in the emergency room because they were so busy. They were out in the halls and everything. And I'm thinking, well, those beds and most of those things in those emergency rooms, they don't sleep very well. So the next morning came along, and echocardiogram, check on the valves and everything. And nobody was saying anything to me. And you know when you're in a situation, things go through your mind. Not you. It's just me. But they get on your mind and you get thinking, and the devil tries to slip his little stuff in. And he's not going to tell you anything good. And so the doctor never did come and see me that day. The cardiologist never came. And that night I went to sleep, and then I woke up about 1 o'clock, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and I could not sleep. Had situations, and I'll say this. My granddaughter Kaylin lives in Louisville, works at Job Corps. She came by to visit us, and she was telling us about the fact that they were looking for a new manager, but their manager had quit. I said, well, maybe you get that, maybe they'll offer you that job. Nah. So that night when I woke up, and I had me on my mind, I had what the doctor was going to tell me on my mind, and I had what the devil was going to tell me that the doctor was going to tell me. And so I thought, I need some encouragement. If you remember the story where David came back to his village, and they burned it down, took the people hostage. And they wanted to kill David because they thought it was his fault. And it says, and then David encouraged himself in the Lord. Now, how you do that? You're doing it by praising, by setting your mind on him, doing those kind of things. So I thought, I need the word. I'm awake, and I need the word. And so the Lord told me to turn to Psalm 17. So I turned to Psalm 17. All of these things going up before the Lord. And it's a prayer of David. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to pray this prayer of David. And it says, hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayers, which is not from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from your presence. Let your eyes look upon the things that are up. Let your eyes look upon the things that are upright. And this next verse, I mean, you have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. There I am. I mean, I've been concerned about my heart, and it's the middle of the night. You have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and have found nothing. I said, okay, Lord, that's good enough for me. You've tested my heart and you've found nothing. Well, the next morning early, matter of fact, I wasn't even awake. The cardiologist came in. And he said, you know, I look over all of this, and he said, I'm sort of underwhelmed. He said, I don't really know why this has happened to you. Because there's nothing in any of the tests and nothing that we can find, no problems, anything, anywhere with your heart. Nothing. He says, as a matter of fact, before we put the valve in last year, he said, the pressure in your heart was up in the 90s. And the higher it goes, the worse the situation is. He said, the pressure in your heart was in the 90s. He said, we put that new valve in there, and it dropped down to the 50s. He said, that's nearly normal. And he looked at me and said, we don't see this very often. We don't see that much improvement. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you need encouragement, right here, through God's Spirit, is the best thing you can get. Amen, Sister Shirley.